Nicely with Martin Besser.
Alicia Lamprecht, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm all right. Thanks, and yourself?
All right, thank you. Is it a cold morning in Cape Town?
It is a bit chilly on this side of the world, yes.
Oh, no. We'll send you some of our sunshine, okay?
Thank you. That would be lovely.
Well, thanks for talking to us. I'm so sorry what happened to you. That is horrifying. I was saying at the time when we were discussing it on air, that must be the worst feeling in the entire world.
I agree with you. It is absolutely the worst feeling in the entire world.
And I think a lot of parents can relate to it. You know, when you turn around in the shop or something, or in the mall, and the child is not there for a second, you know,
yeah.
or anywhere, and your child is just not there, and maybe they're just standing a couple of yards, you know, the other way. But that feeling is indescribable for parents. And in your case, so you were in observatory at the time, and
yes.
you got out of the car and you had a chat to someone, right?
So I was standing in my friend's driveway. I was dropping off a package at her house, and we were standing there talking. And so I was just telling your producer, I opened the car door, gave her the package, went around to call my baby. He was just waking up from his nap. And so, you know, I had a look at him, and her dog came running out. And so I literally went to try and get the dog back into the house or into the yard, and because she was standing with her baby in her arms. And in that moment, like while we were both trying to get the dog back in, that's when someone hopped into my car and chased off.
And so how far behind you was the car, right behind you?
It was literally a meter away from me at most.
And you heard, did you hear the car?
I heard the tire screeching, and when I looked up, my car was like already down the street.
And what went through your mind?
I just started screaming, to be honest. I started screaming, my baby's in my car. And people in the surrounding houses who heard me scream came running out, and they were like, what's happening? And I'm like, my car was just running with my baby in. Mm. And like a lot of things happened at the same time. At that point, my friend, she ran back into the house. Got her phone, phoned the police, phoned the armed response. I tried to phone my husband, which was a bit difficult because he was underground at that point for work. So his phone went straight to voicemail. And then I was like, okay, well, he needs to catch up eventually. I just need to find my baby. And so I remembered I had a car checking app while I was busy giving my registration number to my friend who was on the phone with the police. I remembered I have a tracker in my car, and so I opened the tracking app. At that time, the armed response guy stopped there, jumped in the car with him and told him, let's just go find my baby. And so we literally started chasing down the location of my car on the tracker. Yeah, so I literally, like, honestly, I didn't care about the car. I just wanted to get my baby. And
of
so
course.
We were trying to catch up with him. And by that time, while I was in the car, I managed to get hold of a colleague of my husband who was on the same site. So he went to go get my husband, and my husband phoned me. And so he jumped in the buggy, the work buggy, and he just started chasing us in our direction as well. And so I would literally yell out, okay, the car's here now. And then he would say, okay. And then put it in the GPS, and, you know, because we don't know that area very well. We've only been living in Cape Town for a year now.
So, oh, really? From where?
We moved here from Mossel Bay, but I know the northern suburbs quite well. I grew up here, but my husband is from the Northern Cape. And so we moved from the Northern Cape to Mossel Bay a few years ago, and then from there we literally moved the day lockdown started in 2020. We moved to Cape Town.
So
you're
chasing
out location.
You're chasing after this car. Your husband's in his bucky also. I mean, this is like a car chase scene. It's horrible.
Yeah,
but
at least
you can see
cat and mouse.
Yeah. But at least you can see the car is still going. I mean, and you can still have your
sight. Well, I don't know if that made it better, because I could see where my car was going, but I could see how fast it was going, and I could see it was getting further away. It was very frustrating. Eventually, after about 40 minutes, I saw the ignition went off, and so we then had a pinpoint location. At that point, CarCheck was already mobilized as well and headed in that direction. And so we were a lot closer than they were, obviously, so we got there before them. Luckily, the guy who I was with, the armed response guy, he literally He was a godsend. He was so calm and focused. When as soon as we saw my car, I just wanted to get out and run. And he was like, no, wait. And so he grabbed his weapon out and, you know, checked first, and then I ran to the car. So he was very clear-minded, which I'm very grateful for. And then when I got to the car, the first thing I checked was the back seat, obviously, for my baby. And when he wasn't there, I started screaming again, and I just lost it for a minute, and then regained composure. And from there, all the people heard me screaming again, came running closer and asked me what was going on. And I started showing them pictures of my baby, told them what he was wearing, and asked them to please start looking. And so that's what they did. People started literally walking in, up and down the streets, under the bridge. Some checked in the water, in the fields nearby. So people were literally running up and down.
Yeah.
The armed response guy and I, we went to the surrounding buildings to try and see if anyone had cameras. And then by the time we got back from the buildings, the car track police, the flying squad police, as well as police that found my husband driving like a maniac through Cape Town, they came speeding down with him as well.
So a huge response. Hey? I mean, you're very, very clever and smart of you, and highly recommendable that you have that app and stuff. I mean, that and the guy that...
It's not just me. Like, I have to say, I'm part of a mom's group on WhatsApp, and the mom friend who was with me, she's on the same group. And so she said, guys, this is what just happened literally outside my door. And so all the moms were like, what can we do to help? And I was like, just get his picture out there. And so I sent a picture on the group. This friend who was with me, she put his details on the picture, with what he was wearing and the description. And
How old is he?
7 months.
7-month-year-old baby son. Okay, so then you got to the car, and as you're approaching the car, there must have been hope. There must have been huge hope and anticipation.
There was.
And when you saw him, is it little? His name is Henk. Is it Henku?
Henku, yes.
And when you saw little Henku is not in the car, I mean, the second major shock that day, obviously.
I think it was a lot worse then, because, you know, I didn't care about recovering my car or any of the belongings. I just wanted my baby. And so when I got there, and that was the thing that was missing, I literally went to worst case scenario in my head, you know, like human trafficking or selling my baby hurting him. And like, so my mind was racing, and I just started praying, to be honest. I didn't know what else to do. And so while I was running down the streets, I was just praying. So like I said, by the time I got back from the buildings, my husband was there, some friends and family were there. The flying squad was there, local police were there, car check were there, and so everyone knew that there was a baby missing. And so, you know, the guys from car check, they didn't go back to their headquarters because the car was recovered. They literally got into the streets with us, the flying squad. They were racing up and
down.
That's
amazing.
The local police, they were on foot with my husband up and down the streets.
And then what happened next?
So we literally just started looking, everyone, and it was circulating at that point. Radio stations and newspapers started phoning me to try and find out more details so they can try and help us find him. And so I was trying to give details on the phone while at the same time looking around to see if we can find him. And for what felt like an eternity, we searched, and then we got a report that they saw someone walking down the railway with a baby with a car seat. And so my husband and police were on foot on the railway, and we went chasing around with Bucky, me and a friend, to the other side to see if they hadn't crossed into that neighborhood. And so we then made our way down through the neighborhood towards Milnerton side. And eventually we stopped and had to turn around. And when we stopped, we got out of the car and asked all the locals to please have a look around, and if they see someone to please phone us and whatever. So, and then while we were busy talking to them, my phone rang, and it was my husband. And he said, babe, we have him. And I was like, do you have him? He's like, no, I'm on my way to him. And he was literally like 5 minutes away from him. So he jumped into a car with the police, and they sped off to the location. And so wonderful mother, we have been in contact with her since. They threw my son in his car seat out of the moving vehicle in a residential neighborhood. And she heard him crying and came running out and grabbed him. And so
My goodness.
She picked him up, phoned the police, phoned the paramedics. And so when my husband got on scene, the paramedics were busy with him, just having a look to see if he's okay. And sure. He was then able to identify whether it was our baby or not. And, And then
tell me about that moment that you saw it was your son.
Well, I wasn't, my husband was there first, because we were a bit further away. So, as soon as my husband got there and he said, yes, it's our baby, he sent me a location. We then sped to him. And when I got there, like, there was such a big crowd of people. And so I was like, okay, what's going on? Is my baby okay? Because there was literally, what seemed like 50 plus people, in a big group and, in the middle of the street. And so, I just remember like the bucky hadn't even stopped completely and I opened the door and my friend was just like, run, Alicia, run. And I jumped out and I ran.
Yeah.
And then as I got close to the crowd, like the crowd opened and said, it's the mom. And my husband came walking out, with our baby. Sorry. I'm trying not to cry. And so my husband came walking out, out of the crowd with our baby boy in his arms, and he was okay, and he was smiling. And so I just grabbed my baby, and my husband grabbed me, and we just literally fell to the floor crying. Just yelled out, thank you, Jesus, because, you know, so many people prayed, so many people helped to try and find him, and it was an absolute miracle that we got him back.
Goodness gracious me, what an ordeal, what a story, but I'm so happy that you got him back. And it's just, I mean, what goes through your mind days afterwards? Just gratefulness? Do you run the scenario over in your mind?
You know, I was telling a friend last night that for me, the evenings are the worst. During the day, I try and keep busy. So luckily, there's a lot to keep me busy. Obviously, my business is currently on a complete standstill because of this, because I don't have a car. My stock was stolen out of my car as well, along with my wallet and everything. So there's so much admin to do at the moment. So yesterday we were literally busy with police and insurance and obviously radio interviews and everything. So that kept me busy all day. And, but the evenings when everything starts to calm down, those have been a bit hard. Like that's when the emotions start, you know, coming up again. And this morning I've just been unable to regain my composure. So I was telling your producer before this call that this morning, it kind of, or last night, I saw on the news, I was actually sitting in front of the TV and I saw on the news a video clip of me speaking with someone, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so real. And because so far it just felt like a nightmare. And so since then, you know, I've been a bit of a wreck. This morning I feel like a bit of a wreck. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying really hard not to cry right now.
You can cry. You can cry. You've been through a whole lot. I'm just so absolutely grateful that it ended okay, and Hinku is back. He's unharmed. And you've got your baby back, and it's just a horrible, horrible ordeal, but, so, so grateful that he's back with you. I know that so much has gone on in your life, and at some point it's probably a good call that you get some counseling as well and just work through it.
Yes. So my sister, she's incredible. My baby sister, she is currently, she's one of my best friends, and the mom friend who was with me when all of it happened. The three of them have rallied. They are busy with a fundraiser to pay for trauma counseling as well as buy us a new car seat. So they have been a blessing.
I know it's not a lot, but it always gets the ball rolling. I want to send you 5,000 rand from our side as well, towards that fundraiser. I hope that everyone else that you speak to year forward and share your story, that they will come to the party.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thanks for speaking to us here on Jacaranda. All our listeners, all of us here, think of you guys. And thanks for sharing your story, Alicia.
Thank you.
Love to your family. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Take care of yourself. You've got lots of people around you that care for you, think of you, and that love you, hey? All right.
Thank you.
All the best, Alicia.
Thank you. Bye.
You're most welcome. Take care of yourself and little Hinku and your husband. And yourself, most importantly.
Yeah.
Cheers, Alicia.
Bye.
Oh, shame, man. Sure.
Yeah.
Tears of all kinds.
Everything. Relief, frustration. the anger, I think, after a traumatic event sometimes only hits you way after the fact.
Oh, a lot to deal with, and good for a sister raising funds to get the counseling done. Yeah. That's going to be so, so important. What? Oh, it's a horror and a massive relief. All in one.
All together, yeah.
All together. Can't imagine, hey, if you're a parent.
Probably the scariest thing. Let's
go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
It's your morning, family.